Welcome to Guitar Radio Show, the show dedicated to the guitar player, guitar maker, gear builder, and purveyors of such items that you may not know about, but should.
You're a musician, well, tell me what do you play? What kind of job do you do in the day? Used to play
your host, Mark Davin.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Guitar Radio Show. This is our top 20, actually our top 21 of 2019. We came out with this right here on New Year's Day 2020 to just kind of do a roundup of the tracks and the albums that we felt are some of the best guitar records or guitar-related records of 2019, and I think you're going to be, I think you'll probably be in agreement in most of this stuff. Some of it, maybe not. We'll see. The criteria, what's the criteria? As always, the criteria is it felt good and it made us keep coming back to listen again and again and again, and also broke new ground. And you'll know what I mean as we get closer and closer to number one. There's a couple of records like that. So what you heard on the way in was a record. It's called They're Coming For Me. The track is called Nashville, Nashville. And it's by Jake Labotz. That's L-A-B-O-T-Z. That's right, Labotz. And it's a great record. It's quirky. It's really great. A lot of great Telecaster sounds, a lot of great semi-hollow sounds on this really killer record. I really like that a lot, and I think you should check it out. And like we always say, if you dig what you're hearing on these, don't just stream them. Go out and buy them. Support these artists so they can continue to make more music. Our next track, which is coming in at number 20, this is where I get to do my my Casey Kasem. Coming in at number 20 on the top 21 is an artist, a country artist, by the name of Charlie Crockett. And he did this tribute album of all his favorite tracks. It's a track called it's an album called The Valley. Charlie Crockett, the top 21 of 2019. Guitar Radio Show, guitarradioshow.com.
I'm from San Benito, Texas, down a dirty, dusty road. There was sugar cane and cotton. How I used to watch it grow. Then we moved up to Dallas. I remember I was young. I learned about the dollar. Looked down the barrel of a gun. If you ask me where I'm going, I can't tell you, 'cause I don't know. But in my mind I see the valley. You should see the way it glows. My daddy didn't know me.
That's Charlie Crockett coming in at number 20 on the top 21 of 2019. The track is called The Valley. It's from the record called The Valley and other autobiographical tunes. It's such a killer record. If you really are into that kind of that old school country, I love the interplay between the Telecaster and the pedal steel. Absolutely love that stuff. That's just makes me moan. Just love it. Our next, coming in at 19, number 19 for the top 21 of 2019, we have the Tedeschi Trucks Band and their album Signs on Guitar Radio Show, guitarradioshow.com. The Tedeschi Trucks Band coming in number 19 on our top 21 of 19. Coming up at number 18 is an artist that you may not have heard of, but he's really great. Americana type of artist. Definitely filling my Tom Petty void. Great songwriter. We have Will Kimbrough, and this is from the record I Like It Down Here. Number 18 on the top 21 of 2019, Guitar Radio Show, guitarradioshow.com.
I woke up this morning and my good guy was gone. Black cat crossed my mind.
That's Will Kimbrough from the album I Like It Down Here. Hate Trouble is the name of the track. Really great record. You should check out all of his records. They're really, really good. If you really like that singer-songwriter type stuff with these wonderful guitar parts in the background, all the layering, really, really great. Up next, at number 17 in our top 21 of 19, we've got Mike Stern and the Jeff Lauber Fusion Band from the album 11. And this is a track called Righteous. Guitar Radio Show, guitarradioshow.com. Thank you. Mike Stern and Jeff Lauber Fusion. I've been such a fan of Jeff Lauber Fusion since the 70s. And to hear him with Mike Stern is really, really cool. Like it a lot. The next track, number 15, coming at number 15 is Kurt Rosenwinkel and Bandit 65. I got to see Kurt play at the Crossroads Festival in Dallas this past year. Was it June? I think it was. And it was just stupendous. It was really, really amazing. I mean, I knew he was a great guitar player. He has these elements of all these different people that he kind of has adopted and has created his, and that's just his amalgam. And he's really, really great. And this is a really interesting record. It's a lot more ambient, but it's very cool as well. So it's number 16. I'm sorry. That was number 16, Kurt Rosenwinkel and Bandit 65. I figure, you know, if Clapton really likes him, I had to give him a listen. And I got to tell you, I was really impressed. I was impressed before Crossroads, even more impressed after. And this record is really good, too. Check it out. Guitar Radio Show. GuitarRadioShow.com. That is Kurt Rosenwinkel and Bandit 65. The record is called Searching the Continuum, and that particular track is called At the Gates, Berlin. Really great. I love it. It takes you places, which I really love to go. I love to go places. All right, coming in at number 15 this time is an incredibly soulful band. Oh, my God. Their new record is called Run Home Slow. There were some singles that came out early on before the whole record came out. And I was like, wow, I can't wait to hear the rest of it. And they did not disappoint. It is really, really a great record. It is the Teskey Brothers. And the record is called Run Home Slow. Number 15 for 2019 on Guitar Radio Show. GuitarRadioShow.com.
I'm so
From Australia, the Teskey Brothers. The album is called Run Home Slow. The track was called So Caught Up. Love it. So, I mean, I don't know how they tap into the whole Stax vibe, that Memphis feel of that R&B soul. Really great. Really, really good. Coming up next at number 14, I believe. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. A friend of ours from Chicago, the Chicago way, Mr. Taranzo Cannon. He's got a new record out that came out this year. Check it out. Guitar Radio Show. GuitarRadioShow.com. That's Taranzo Cannon, Get Together or Get Apart, from the record The Preacher, The Politician, or The Pimp. It came out in September of this year, 2019, and that is number 14 for us on the top 21 of 2019. Coming up next, we've got some more traditional blues, and I really like this record. It's from Jesse May Hemphill, and it's called Run. Get My Shotgun. This is number 13 on the top 21 of 19 on Guitar Radio Show, guitarradioshow.com.
I'm going to blow my baby away. Keep on messing up on me. Yay! 1990, I'm going to do something I ain't got no business doing. Me and my shotgun. said, run, get my shotgun. And me a box of shit. I said, run, get my shotgun. And me a box of shit. Yeah, my baby keep on messing up on me. I'm gonna send his soul to hell. Says I had a little trouble, yeah, down on Hartmore Farm. Says I had a little trouble down on Hartmore.
That's Jesse May Hemphill, the title track from Run Get My Shotgun. Came out this past November. Man, the whole record is really great. It's a really compelling record. If you like traditional style blues, Lightnin' Hopkins style blues, this is a great record. I think you'll really love it. Jesse May Hemphill, Run Get My Shotgun. Number 13. Number 12 is someone we've had on the show in the past, Mr. J.D. Simo. He had a record that came out earlier in the year, and it is really a phenomenal record. He just tears it up on this record and has so many great, cool Americana blues sounds on this record. It's called Off at 11. It's number 12 for 2019. On Guitar Radio Show. GuitarRadioShow.com. That is J.D. Simo and the title track from his record, Off at 11. It's a really great record. He melds all these great vintage sounds, 60s and 70s sounds, and just so great. And there's a great version of Sweet Little Angel on there that is just fantastic to hear. Coming up next, now I'm going to have a chicken sandwich while you all listen to it. It's right here, the chicken sandwich. They say, rule one of broadcasting, never eat while you are broadcasting, but I'm hungry. So this is a band out of the UK. They're called The Heavy. They are so great. I'll let their music just kind of explain it for themselves. I love these guys. Their new record, their latest record, came out this year in 2019. It's called Sons. The record is called Sons. I'm sorry, and the band is called The Heavy. So this chicken smells really good, so I'm going to eat that now. So Guitar Radio Show. Guitar Radio Show. GuitarRadioShow.com. Yeah. I got taste, I got dust, I got all those. That's the heavy. The name of the record is Sons, and the track was called Heavy For You. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. The whole record is so good. It's just off the chain. I love it. And the chicken sandwich was good, by the way. Next, coming up at number 10, we're getting into the top 10 now. We've got a band, and that also was releasing singles throughout the year, and finally the whole album came out later in the year. It's a group by the name of GA20. The record's called Lonely Soul. Oh, such a good record. It's a duo, and they are really great. I'd love to have them on the show. Check them out. Number 10, GA20. The record's called Lonely Soul on Guitar Radio Show, guitarradioshow.com. GA20. The track's called Nagging on My Mind. It's from the record Lonely Soul that came out this year. If you like that, you're going to love the rest of the record. It is fantastic. Super, super cool. Coming in, number nine, with Survivor Blues, is a guy that we had on the show this year, and it was a great chat. It was just a lovely guy and fun to talk to, especially when he's caught in traffic. Mr. Walter Trout. He has a record out this year, came out this year, called Survivor Blues. Got another one coming out right in the beginning of 2020, which is going to be super exciting. And I think it's going to be great. Check this out. Me, My Guitar, and the Blues. Walter Trout, number 9 for 2019 on GuitarRadioShow.com. That's Mr. Walter Trout from the record Soul Survivors. And it is such a great, it's a great disc. It's got a lot going on there. That's the track Me, My Guitar, and the Blues. Such good stuff. He picked some real deeper cuts, which was really kind of cool to hear on that record. Coming up at number 8, we have Mr. Josh Smith, who came out with this thing called BTG Sessions. These are the outtakes from his from a record that he had earlier in 2018. And these tracks are just phenomenal. He and I sat down recently when he was here in Austin, and that's an episode that's coming up later part of January that I think you're going to enjoy. He is just a killer guitar player, really loves what he does, and is just so, he's really visceral. And I think you're going to hear that in this playing as well. Josh Smith on Guitar Radio Show, guitarradioshow.com.
Wanna go back where you've been? I ain't never gonna touch again. Time after time and day after day, they nothing won't get my way. Time, it heals all wounds. Our love will always be true. Always be true. Forward together, you and me moving on, hand in hand through it all. Pick me up from every fall, you and me, baby.
Josh Smith from the BTG Sessions. BTG means Burn to Grow, from the record that he had back out in 2018. The BTG Sessions are these outtakes, that tracks that didn't make it to the record. Such good stuff. That track was called Times True. So, so good. Coming up next at number, where are we at? We're at, holy crap, we're at number 7. We've got Ms. Joanna Connor. And she had a record come out this year called Rise. It came out in November. Such a great record. I keep saying she's a slingshot. You know, she's one of these people. It's like, you know, overnight success in 30 years. Well, she's working hard, real hard. And she's really created a record that is very diverse and pushing the boundaries of the blues. So it's not your typical blues record, but it's a very, very good record. Joanna Connor, Rise, and it is number 7 on the top 21 of 2019 on Guitar Radio Show, guitarradioshow.com. From the album Rise, that's Joanna and A is the name of that track. Great record. Check it out, folks. It's a really good one. She's fixing to be a big star. Number six on our top 21 of 2019 is a record called Who Shot John from Mr. Eric Shankman. This is a record that came out early in the year, and I played the crap out of this record. I played it and played it and played it. It is so, so good. So it's really hard for me to pick a track that that would best represent it, because it really is such a great, you know, whole musical statement, the whole record. I would play the title track, but that might throw you off as to what's really going on in the whole record. So I'm gonna see what I can think of. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out which song I want to play you. In the meantime, you think about it too. Eric Shankman, Who Shot John? For the top, it's number six for the top 21 of 2019 on Guitar Radio Show, guitarradioshow.com.
What you get, I got what I got. I'm all right now, baby. I'm all right now, baby. I'm all right now, baby. And it's all right with me. She's done with me. I have to choose. She took my socks. She might get my shoes. I'm all right now, baby.
That's Eric Shankman from the record Who Shot John. It's the opening track. It's called I'm All Right. I thought that was perfect. That's the one to choose for you. Coming up at number five, we have a guitarist from Brazil who put out an EP this year that really captured me. It's really great. His name is Pedro, and that's how it's titled. Pedro, The Greenhouse Sessions. And it's so good. It's so good. I wish I could play you all four tracks, but I'm going to play you one right now. I think you're really going to dig it. Pedro, number 5 on Guitar Radio Show.
Thank you.
that's Pedro from the Greenhouse Sessions. He's from Brazil. We had him on the show. You can go ahead and just type in the Greenhouse Sessions into guitarradioshow.com search engine there, and you'll be able to hear that interview. It was a really good interview. We talked a lot of gear. He's a real gearhead, and we talked about this great record. I hope to hear more from him in the new year and going forward. I really think he has a lot to offer. Great guitar player. Coming up next, from Austin, Texas. You knew there had to be some Austin musicians in here, right? Well, it looks like the rest of the list is pretty much Austin musicians. There's been some amazing music that's come out of Austin, Texas in 2019. And this is a Grammy nominee. And I don't know, it's going to be a tough battle, because they're up against people like Billie Eilish and Lizzo. But I really love them, always have. They've been a local band here in Austin for a long, long time. And they are just so, so good. And, you know, interestingly enough, you know, this is, I mean, would you call this a guitar record? Yeah, from a texture standpoint, absolutely. Are there blazing leads going up? No. But let's not forget that the guitar was meant to make music, all right? And this is great music. And the way the guitar is used, much in the way like the Greyhounds or Doyle Bramhall, you know, uses the guitar to make beautiful music, The Black Pumas do the same exact thing. This is from their self-titled album, Black Pumas. The track is called Colors. For the top 21 of 2019 on Guitar Radio Show, guitarradioshow.com.
Woke up to the morning sky first, baby blue, just like we rehearsed. When I get up off this ground, I shake leaves back down to the brown, 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 till I'm clean.
Thank you.
Nominated for a Grammy for Best New Artist. That's the Black Pumas with the track Colors from the album Black Pumas. Like I said, not a lot of guitar craziness going on, but the song wouldn't be the same without the guitar in there. You know, one of these days I got to do an episode just on rhythm guitar and just talk about rhythm guitar and what it means and think of people like Steve Cropper. I'll leave that right there. Just leave it right there. Next, coming up at number three, to me is probably one of the best traditional blues records of the year, if not the decade. This record is absolutely amazing. It feels so damn good. Doctors should be prescribing this record for people with depression. That's how great this record is. If you listen to this record and it doesn't make you feel good, you got a hole in your soul. That's all there is to it. I gotta tell you. Coming in at number three, the one, the only. I just saw him the other night for two nights, and I'm gonna go see him again on Friday night. Mr. Jimmy Vaughn. And the record is called Baby, Please Come Home. And here's the title track. Number three, Guitar Radio Show. GuitarRadioShow.com.
Sick and I'm all alone. I love you, I miss you so. How much you never, never know. I need you, that's why I'm blue. Come home, come home. Oh, baby, put it down and stop your running around. Whoa, bring it on. I don't mean after a while. Whoa, I need you. That's why I'm blue. Come home. Come home.
Jimmy Vaughn from the record of the same name. Baby, Please Come Home, coming in at number three. Oh, this feels so good. That record has gotten so much airplay around the house, here at the studio, in my car. Me and the wife danced to it. Oh my God, it's so good. And I can't wait to see him again this week here in Austin, Texas. So good. All right, coming up at number two. Oh man, another one of... Austin's adopted sons. He's got a record that just came out earlier this year during the summertime, actually right around, I guess it was right around ACL time. Yeah. And it's called EP2. Obviously, there was an EP1. But the growth that happened between EP1 and EP2 once again showed that an amazing, you know, fiery guitar player can also become an amazing songwriter and singer. Holy cow. So good. So good. The track we're going to hear is a track that opens up EP2 for Eric Tesmer, one of just one of my favorite guitar players here in Austin and beyond. And it's called The Treatment. And this is the number 2 record for Guitar Radio Show, guitarradioshow.com.
She's been running the show since I don't know when. Feels like I'm hypnotized. She's got my hands bow tied. Now it's moving too fast for me to comprehend. She's put the treatment on me. I've got no will to break. Chemistry, just put more treatment on me.
That's Eric Tesmer. The track is called The Treatment, and it's from his EP2 record that came out this past year, and it is so good. I can't wait for more from Eric. If you want to hear us do a really in-depth, we've done two really in-depth interviews with Eric, and he is an incredible musician with a lot of depth, and he's such a gear nut, and there's so much information there. Matter of fact, I think the first time we did it, we had to do it in two episodes, and then we just did another one this past year with him, and I think that was almost close to 2 hours. But if you've got the time to hear about a really great musician, go to guitarradioshow.com and just type in Eric Tesmer, T-E-S-S-M-E-R. If you are not listening to him, he's definitely one of those people you would love to have in your lexicon, I think. All right, here it is, number one, the number one record of the year. Now, this is the record, to me, that when I first heard it, I was like, what's going on here? He's taking us somewhere else. He took us on a journey this year, this guy. Also nominated for, I think, a few Grammys for this year. And this is a record that is a blues record in essence. It's a soul record in essence. It's a rock record in essence. There's even some punk influences on this record. But he is taking these genres to their next logical step. And that's what I've been waiting for. I keep waiting for an artist to take a genre that many people have just been, you know, recycling and rehomogenizing to us over and over and over. Everything has to adapt. You know, that old saying, adapt or die. Everything has to adapt. Everything has to evolve. And Gary Clark Jr. has definitely gone to a place where he is taking these genres, particularly the blues, and adapting them and evolving them to their, what I think is their next logical place to go. Particularly if we want to have that type of music reintroduced to a new audience, a younger audience, and have that music go on. That's imperative, in my opinion. And I think that's where his head is at too. I mean, ultimately, I think he's living his own truth, which is really important for any musician to do. And he's creating what makes him feel right. He has a statement. He's saying what he wants to say and how he wants to say it, both musically and lyrically. And that is what I think makes the best record of the year. Gary Clark Jr.'s This Land. It is such, and if you have the extended version with the two bonus tracks, it's just fantastic. And it was really hard for me to decide what track to play, but I've gotten to see Gary, I think, 3 or 4 times this year alone. And I've seen also an evolution in the live set as well. I mean, the interplay between him and King Zapata, who is just a brilliant musician in his own right. I look forward to his solo record. It's just really, really a great record. And so we're going to play 2 tracks from it. And we're going to start with I Got My Eyes on You, Locked and Loaded. The number one record on guitarradioshow.com, Gary Clark Jr., This Land.
Cause I want you. vibe. That's when I saw them love letters from that man on the side. My baby don't love me no more. I don't know why. All I know, I'm just gonna lay down and cry. My neighbor's table was nice, but mine was a sight for sore eyes. I'd stay true to you, baby. Why you gonna tell me lies? My baby don't love me no more.
Taking us full circle to where it all began for him. That's Gary Clark Jr. and Dirty Dishes Blues from the record This Land, nominated for multiple Grammys. It's such a great record. It is the number one record here at Guitar Radio Show for the best guitar records of the year. And before that, we heard I Got My Eyes on You, Locked and Loaded, which shows you the wide spectrum of this record. And in between there, there's reggae, there's punk, there's hip-hop, there's rock, there's blues, R&B, soul. It is really, really, really a great testament to American music and pushing the boundaries. And also having some sort of social commentary as well, which, you know, it's undeniably, for me, the best record of the year, for sure. Absolutely. Well, folks, that's it. Happy New Year to all of you all over the world. Thank you, everyone, for listening every year as we pick up more and more cities and more listeners and more subscribers. Thank you so much for tuning into this show. We will endeavor to do even better this coming year. while we are involving ourselves in all sorts of new musical experiences. And we want to hear from you. You can always go to guitarradioshow.com, go to the contact tab, and send us messages. If you know somebody that needs to be heard, somebody great out there that needs to be heard, let us know. We are happy to listen. And if it's somebody we think should be heard, we will definitely help you out there and put it out there to the world. There is so much great music coming in the new year that I already know about, stuff that's coming, I'm super excited about, and I can't wait to share it all with you and the stories of those musicians as well. Happy New Year, everyone. I wish you all the best health, happiness, prosperity, positivity, and lots of music. We got to get out of here, but we will see you on the next episode of Guitar Radio Show. Peace.
Check out Guitar Radio Show on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, guitarradioshow.com, and anywhere you get your podcasts. Find Guitar Radio Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And remember, if you like the artists you hear on Guitar Radio Show, don't just stream their music, buy it.